What bracha do you make when you lick the batter? So in other words, you want to have your chocolate cake batter, which is uncooked, and it's got wheat in it. What bracha is made when you eat it? So the Gemara in Brachos on Lamed Ches and Aleph talks about shisisa, which we don't know what exactly that is. But Rav says you make a shako, Shmuel says you make a mizonos. The Gemara then explains that you don't argue, Rav and Shmuel, but if it's thick, it's mizonos, because it's really a food. But when it's watery, it's rach, it's soft, it's shako, because it's really primarily for medicinal purposes. So what is shisisa? What is this shisisa type food? So Rashi says, it's you take kemach kloyos, or you take the wheat kernels, and you that are wet, and the stalk is wet, you dry it out in the oven, so in other words, somehow roasted in the oven, and Rashi and Ervin says, and you add honey to this mixture, and you eat it. Now, it's implied from Rashi that this dried flour with this additives in it is never actually cooked. So in other words, according to Rashi, the reason why shisisa can still be mizonos, even though there was never any cooking process. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that it's kemach, which was shoshalkuhu, which was cooked. Presumably shoshalkuhu usually means cooked a lot. So you have a similar type of, this type of kloyos, this type of kernel, which is cooked. And once it's cooked, you add these additives, you add honey or whatever it is, and it's a mizonos. Now, it sounds like from the Rambam that the only reason why it's mizonos is because this kemach is actually cooked. Now, there is a different girsa of the Rambam who says that it's kemach shekiluhu v'irvu b'mayim, that it was just roasted and there's no actual cooking involved as well, which would sound like Rashi, but the simple read of the Rambam is that it has to be cooked. Now, v'halacha, Shulchan Aruch understands like the Rambam, that only something which is shesholkuhu, which is cooked, which the Ramah says is cooked a lot, that's when it's a mizonos. In other words, if you have this kemach kloyos, you have this shesisa, which is cooked intensely, then it becomes a mizonos. But if something is not cooked, even though it's got wheat in it, or raw flour, it is not a mizonos. Now, the Igros Moshe addresses a similar case, and when he talks about wheat germ, he says, wheat germ, if it's cooked, it's mizonos. Otherwise, it's adama. And the reason is because it needs to be cooked in order to be mizonos based on these mar makomos that we just quoted. So again, according to Rav Moshe, something can only be a mizonos if it's actually cooked. Now, the Sefer Seder Brachos asks two questions on this. Question number one is that Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ches Gimel talks about a case where you have shekedim, these almonds that you mix with kemach, with flour. And he says it's mizonos if it's eaten for lisod ha'lev, to satiate you and not for medicinal purposes. So you see from here that something can be a mizonos even if it's not cooked, which goes against Rav Moshe, goes against everything we just said. So says the Seder Brachos, it must be that this flour with almonds, the shekedim, was actually cooked, that you cook this dish. Now Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that, but it does make sense, because why would you be eating this raw flour? It doesn't taste very good, even if you have it with almonds. So it must be the case is that it's cooked. Second question, he says, is based on the psak of Vizosa Bracha, the name of Reb Shmuel Zalman, that if you have soak shibola shul, you soak oats and eat them, it's still a mizonos, even though it's actually not cooked. So again, this flies in the face of everything we said, that in order to be mizonos, it needs to be cooked flour, cooked dough. So the Seder Brachos wants to suggest, well, maybe it's different because there, by this soaking of this oats, it's soaked for a long time. And if it soaks for a long time, it's tantamount to actually being cooked. So yes, you need something to be cooked in order to be mizonos, but soaking even in cold water for a long time, so I guess it gets fluffed up, it's like it's cooked, then that is a mizonos as well. L'maisa, the Sefer Torah Brachos and the Meir Oz both paskin that if you have raw batter it is a shahakol, because since it's not cooked, it does not get a mizonos, which again fits with what we're saying, that the only time a food can be a mizonos is if there was a cooking. Again, baking would be the presumably the same thing, but there must be that process in order for it to be mizonos. Otherwise, it is a shahakol. So if you want to eat raw cake batter, it is a shahakol.